The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, planet people. This is Kev Energy on the show called Solar Made Simple. This show has been brought to you by Heaps More Energy in New Zealand for solar monitoring services. The show is predicated on the responsibilities and rights inherent in us all to take part in the conversation and not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Well, Planet Protectors, this is Kev Energy again on protecting our planet and also promoting planet promoters. One of my suppliers, probably the major supplier, is an ideal partnership. And I know I'm playing on words here, but the Ideal Foundation is a foundation set up by Ideal Electrical Suppliers nationwide to making a difference in 2025. They stated is our commitment to supporting registered charities remained strong in 2024 and 25. We are excited to build on the momentum and have created last year. Through active donations and collaborative projects, we have helped numerous organizations deliver vital services to those in need and are looking toward the same to do in 2025-26. From educational programs that inspire the next generation to impactful partnerships that enhance local ecosystems, our efforts have made a tangible difference in the lives of many. And we'll cover the one that's been made locally. In fact, I might cover that now. Yes, let's do that now. How about this? How about renewable energy overcoming fossil fuel problems? So, Ideal Electrical supplied a whole host of panels installed by GIE, which is Glen Roberts Electrical, to the fossil farm, play on words, intended, unintended, so that the farm could run itself more reliably, and that the fossil farm is to do with giving hope and respite to families who otherwise would continue to be battered by the syndrome that we don't really want to talk about too much, but it is out there. It includes animals as well. So there's a tangible difference on the ground where fossil fuels are being taken away and renewables are doing the work. The major foundation contribution is to the I Am Hope Foundation that is run by our Mike King gentleman who's been so active in getting that. So it's all about hope. And in 2025, $25,000 was donated by the Ideal Foundation, making a total donated to date of $150,000. And of course, if you haven't heard about I Am Hope enough, it aims to promote positive attitudinal societal change around mental health throughout New Zealand. Now, the question is how we approach the mental health scenario. It's all about health amongst our communities and a voice to young people. So thanks to you that says to the Hope Foundation and our key suppliers, they're able to contribute that $25,000 this year, totaling $150,000 in all. And every purchase of Ideal Foundation products allows us to do that in future. We're looking at a number of communities, Riding for the Disabled, Number 21 Squadron, Masterton District Training Corporation, Corps, Community House, Mid-Canterbury. Nixon donates an additional $500 to the Ideal Foundation. That's one of the contributors. We're looking at Cancer Society right across the board. So it's all about, and the Coast Guard, of course, which is important up in Tauranga. So nationally, the Ideal Company has got its money where its mouth is, and it's creating a circular loop, which is all about people, profit, and planet. It's like a triple accounting process. If we make the profit, we can invest it in people, and that will turn the dollar around again. So it's going in the right direction. Thank you very much to the likes of the foundation, people who make that work, and to Ideal for being part of the New Zealand community. We'll continue this discussion with some others, and to help us understand further about the Ideal Foundation, I have the pleasure of Peter Wilson from Richmond giving us what's happening in the world of Ideal Electrical's foundation contributions. Enjoy.
So what it is actually it's a portion of our profits from certain profits that we give to charities. One of our main charities, Kevin, is the I Am Hope Foundation, run by Mike King, youth mental health. Mm-hmm. One of our main ones, but we do actually include other charities as well. And only last year, we donated a whole lot of solar gear.
Oh, wow.
It was installed by Glenn Roberts Electrical and put up at a place called Fossil Creek.
Fossil Creek.
Top of the south. Fossil Creek. It's a, from what I understand, it's a place where people can go to get some respite from an abusive household.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. And animals.
Yeah, quite interesting. It's fossil and fossil fuels, but the solar panels are rising. Sorry, that.
Yeah, no, so Fossil Creek's just a farm, I believe. It's called the farm. It's called Fossil Creek Farm, something. And I believe it's a place where people go that have been in an abusive household with their animals. Their animals to this place.
Yeah, that's
really. Yeah, we donated as part of our foundation a whole lot of solar gear last year, and then one of the local Sparkies put it in.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. Yeah, it is about renewables, you know, overcoming the fossil fuel area, but in a nicer way, and that's the best way possible.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, because animals can be the chain around a partner who's being compromised, not leaving because they want to protect the animals, and of course the perpetrator uses that against them. Yeah, so fantastic.
Correct, as leverage.
Yeah.
So that was one of our donations in the top of the south, mm-hmm. but a lot of the other smaller donations go out to St. John's.
Yeah,
and a whole lot of others, but that was one of the most recent ones in the top of the south. There we donated, I think it was about $15,000.
I'm just looking at that on the back page of your brochure here. There's St. John's, there's World Women Kidney Society, Tamia Carrero Charitable Trust. So that's really good about, you know, paying it forward, because profits and people are about getting the best outcomes for the whole community. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if we make some money, then we're actually happy to share it with the community, because it's about the community. We work within the community. We live within the community. So we've got to act, you know, accordingly.
That's fantastic. Hey, Pete, thanks very much for your valuable time. I appreciate you. Busy man. I'll let you get out and make some more profit.
No worries. Thanks. We'll talk to you.
Okay. Have a good one. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was Peter Wilson from Ideal Electrical, located in Richmond.
I thought I'd continue with the excellent newsroom email that I receive, and it's by an environmental editor by the name of David Williams. Today, the subject is there really a debate about storm-enhancing effects of climate change? So here's what we got. He says, saddos like me listen to RNZ's Media Watch show twice a week. And RNZ is a very strong contributor to my show, and thank you to them for their excellent coverage. He says, okay, the Fold podcast as well is his source, and Australia's Media Watch and Medialand, etc. So it becomes addictive. On Wednesday night, the Media Watch presenter Colin Peacock in New Zealand tackled how the media reported recent storms, and that is available on the Newsroom website, which I'll give at the end of the show. So where we're looking at is how we interpret a lot of this. Peacock endorsed a line from commentator Bernard Hickey of the Kaka newsletter and podcast, who asked why there wasn't more made of the link between climate change and extreme weather. And in one sense, is it overplayed? Peacock tripped up, in my opinion. He said, you can understand why that is when people's carpets are wet and there's a tree in the lounge. Pretty much in your face, he said. They don't want to hear this debate, what it's about. Is the climate causing more extreme weather? And what we've seen as a result of climate change, do we need to mitigate emissions, etc., etc.? How big is the capture? And I heard today on RNZ that the emission trading scheme is being further manipulated by the Luxembourg government to kick the can down the road yet again. They should be in a rugby team. They seem to be pretty good at that, because it's to do with not complying with the Paris Accord, which, of course, they don't want to be part of anyway. How much this aligns with the US is another question. Is the climate causing more extreme weather? What we have seen as a result of climate change, do we again need to mitigate emissions, etc.? That would feel like a debate for another time for the people in that moment. I think there's no better time to report on and explain the causes of extreme weather than when it occurs, and that it involves talking to climate experts, not storm victims, per se. Some storm victims might proactively talk about what is fueling extreme weather, naturally. Also, it's slightly unfortunate phrasing to say that there's a debate about whether climate change is causing extreme weather. That's W-E-A-T-H-E-R. To cut Peacock back some slack, the debate narrative fed into the barney about climate change on News Talk ZB. But just to put it on record, there's a wealth of scientific evidence about the link and what will happen next. And there's a very good graph I'll talk about in a minute to show that it's scientific background, not just emotional scientists. He said, which leads me to an RNZ story published on last Thursday detailing Earth Sciences New Zealand's first national model for flood risk. And that's available on RNZ. Just check the link out. In some regions, he said, more than a third of people are at risk from inland flooding. And that risk will increase as changing climate brings wilder, wetter weather. That's something everybody needs to think about, including those with soggy carpets, of course. Because if it's a NIMBY, you never know when it's going to come to your backyard. So on the chart of the week, it's very interesting to note that in Tasman, they have a range of exposures in terms of percentage. The baseline for us starts at 17%, and at the top end with climate change goes up to 25%. The middle steps are percentage exposed to with climate change at 1 degree, 2 degrees, and 3 degrees. And at 3 degrees, we are on 30% change, almost like a guarantee. New Zealand's going to be on a 16% change, and the Hawke's Bay is right up to 35%. So all about flood risks is about mitigating that and taking action. You can't stop the flood coming, per se, but you can have your survival kit, etc. And if you've got a solar system with battery backup, then you're even better off, because once the storm's finished, the sun will shine. And as I am fully battery backupped, I have had the benefit of that ongoing, particularly in during and when the floods occurred after that. Part of that really good newsroom letter is the question of beech forests now creating a plague of pests because of the drop in seeds that'll happen after that big storm event. And that's possibly going to threaten native birds and an extinction level event for lots of our wildlife. So again, RNZ has got that covered under their newsroom editor. By Christmas in Australia, Labor Party is pushing through the largest reform to environmental laws in 26 years. So it's all happening in this space. The warming of the world's oceans caused by climate change helped double Hurricane Melissa's wind speed in less than a day. And that's available again on that podcast. Carbon guzzlers. New data released ahead of the COP30 climate summit, which of course is going to be covered somewhere down the track here, highlights the chasm between the fossil fuel burning habits of the super rich Americans and the heat vulnerable poor. That's a Guardian article. Sir David Attenborough is supporting wildlife charity's £30 million bid to buy a sprawling estate owned by the same English family for the almost seven centuries, and that's on CNN. right down the way, we'll talk about what's worth listening is, could Second Life EV batteries be used for grid-scale energy storage? That's a Volts podcast, and it lasts for an hour, which is way beyond my pay scale on this show. So I will now give you the newsroom contact. It is at no less than Newsroom Sustainable Future Weekly, which you can subscribe. newsletter@newsroom.co.nz, a very worthwhile subject covered in a very professional manner. So planet people, we are the planet protectors. We are trying to reduce the planet polluters. We need to build a better future, and we need to
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.